This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Saturday to protest against any possible Russian invasion and to demonstrate unity with the rest of Ukraine. Kharkiv is just 40 kilometers from some of the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian women in Kharkiv are volunteering for military-style weapons training to fend off a potential invasion from Russian troops. 55-year-old Victoria Belasina. She says this city has to be protected. Russia has a big appetite, and they're taking piece by piece. This should not happen. That's why I study how to use the weapons. We need to do something, not to panic and fall on our knees. We do not want this. Some fear that Russian attacks, Kharkiv could be one of the first targets of the Russian invasion. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron held talks in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, trying to curb the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. At the start of the meeting, Macron told Putin, quote, "This discussion can make a start in the direction in which we need to go, which is toward a de-escalation to avoid war and build elements of confidence, stability, and visibility for everyone." The Kremlin had said ahead of the talks that it did not expect any immediate resolution of its stalemate with the West. Situation is too complex, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, to expect any decisive breakthroughs in the course of one meeting. Moscow had deployed more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border with Russia and its ally, Belarus, with the West fearing that Putin could at any time order an invasion of Moscow's one-time Soviet